Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here's your host, Judson Richards.
We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Good evening, everybody. Judson Richards along with you until 9 o'clock this evening. A busy show ahead. We set the table a moment ago with Lawrence, but we'll do it again. Mike Farron of the MLB Network Radio will join us coming up at 6:30. We'll dive a little bit deeper into who or what as we track that trade deadline, who may end up with the Cubs before July 31st. Really looking forward to this. Carmen Vitale will join us coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll get into the Bears and Caleb Williams. I'd like to explore a little bit if Ben Johnson has plans for more design runs for Caleb Williams. That's coming up at 7 o'clock, and we will get into the Bulls. What is happening not only with the contract of Billy Donovan, but where do we stand with Mark Eversley and Arturas Karnaschotas? So Drew Stevens of the Bigs Media will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. When you hear me typically here, jump on in. The phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. We'll cover the Cubs plenty, especially in this opening segment, because, you know, there was... This topic seemed to arrive all at the same time. In fact, it arrived and then it was dispelled or removed from the table almost immediately. So a number of days ago, we saw that Pete Crow Armstrong, along with Kyle Tucker, were 1 and 2 as of now in National League outfield voting. And then PCA on Tuesday night hit a baseball 452 feet. If we could, Studs, can we revisit what I thought was just a tremendous call by Pat Hughes?
Pete Crow Armstrong leads off and drives one off the video board. It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
That ball was launched by Pete Crow Armstrong. It hit halfway up the video board and right an absolute no doubt blast.
His 19th of the year. It's a big insurance run in this eighth inning as the Cubs now lead 5-3.
So the topic, by the way, I love that call from Pat Hughes. He not only said what we needed to see as he is our eyes, he also said virtually what we all are thinking or feeling. Because Pat Hughes had, because PCA had made that play defensively, that was such an enormous play in the previous half inning. So the defensive play, which it felt like only he can make, followed up by what we're watching him and learning what he is able to do with now his 20th home run that he hit today, his 19th on Tuesday. So we watched him show off defensively, then offensively, almost immediately. It became the Pete Crow Armstrong show, as we've seen numerous times. And I felt that's where I arrived, or at least it just hit me. It's like, oh, if he's going to be in Atlanta to be an all-star, maybe he should partake in the home run derby because he just hit a ball 452 feet. I think I looked up, and whether it was Patrick Mooney or someone immediately, it was already there. PCA says thanks, but no thanks when it comes to even considering the home run derby. So he was asked about it Tuesday before the game, And then after the game, let's begin with what he said about before the game of participating in the Home Run Derby.
If they asked you to do the Derby, would you be interested?
No, it's not for me.
I mean, how many homers you got so far? What do you mean it's not for you?
That's a different kind of power, I think. That's a different kind of power. I don't know if I can withstand however long the timer is there. That'd be a struggle.
Forgive me, but when I watch Pete Crow Armstrong hit the baseball, I don't go, well, he was handed it. You know, he's virtually handed to him by the velocity of the pitcher. No, when he's scooping home runs, when you're hitting a ball and the distance begins with a four, you have outright, pure, unadulterated power. Now, I appreciate his humility. I absolutely do. But it's just not accurate. I mean, the kid just has raw power. That's all there is to it. So the conversation, of course, continued after you hit a ball 452 feet. You're the leading vote getter in the National League in the outfield. He was asked again about the Home Run Derby.
You told us before the game you had no interest in the Home Run Derby, you didn't have enough power, but 452 feet is a power hitter.
That's 88 miles an hour that you're sending back. Like I said, BP pop is a different kind of pop. I don't got it like that.
I mean, how about that? The better he gets, the more humble PCA gets. And a question for you out there, is it just me, or if I say I'd really like to see Pete Crow Armstrong in the All-Star game, to some baseball fans, it almost feels like you're saying, I'd like to watch him go barefoot across a fiery coal pit. Like, people are just like, oh my God, if he does it, he may not hit another home run for the rest of his career. 312-644-6767. Now, if PCA isn't into it, absolutely fine. I did see a quote where he left maybe a little bit on the table for him to do it later on in his career, whether it's down the road or otherwise. The reason why I'd like to see Pete Crow Armstrong do it is for the youth, is for the kids. And if you think... If you think I'm kidding, if you think I'm being sarcastic, I absolutely am not. My opinion on the Home Run Derby is if you are older than 17 years of age, you're not allowed to have an opinion on it. Because the Home Run Derby virtually is for kids, right? If you've been watching the Home Run Derby for 27 years and you still hang on every single pitch, then more power to you.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
Think of the kids. Now, me, 44 years of age, it's incredibly redundant, but at least I've arrived to a place where I go, this isn't for me. Like, this is for the 9-year-old kid who may have decent bat-to-ball skills, but has no chance getting a ball over the fence. So when he watches PCA, who, what, maybe, what, 180 pounds, hit a ball 452 feet, like this is superhuman to him, for that kid. For that girl, for that boy. So when I say that I want to see PCA in the Home Run Derby, like I'm thinking of all of the Cubs fans that are kids and what it would mean to them. And then it goes on and on and on. I thought a former infielder with the Cubs, Bill Madlock, was on the Marquee Sports Network. And if you think I'm the only one who's thinking of the kids, no. The 3-time All-Star Bill Madlock is seeing it the same way I am on Marquee. This is what he said about PCA.
Hey, exciting to watch, you know. I mean, he's all over the place, you know. And, he enjoy the game, yeah. Too, you know. He's not trying to show anybody up. He just go out there and have fun, make all the plays. And he gets the fans involved in it, too. And that's a good thing about it, you know, because all the kids out in Vegas, they, you know, you talk about guys, they want to be like him, the outfielders. I mean, they say he's really fun to watch. He's a little bit of hot dog.
You know what it reminds me of? You know when you watch the Little League World Series, which I actually try to avoid because I don't like to watch crying kids. I like to see happy kids. And a lot of times they lose and they break down.
Just watch the winners.
That's true. Look away. Only show the winners. But, you know, before the game, one of the things I really enjoy is when they interview him. Like when they interviewed Big Al and he says, I hit dingers. But when they introduce themselves and they say the name of their favorite player, Pete Crow Armstrong, I feel like he's approaching becoming like 80% of
dingers.
That kid, yeah. Well, that kid, if you were to fast forward to 2025, I feel like in July or August, whenever we get to the Little League World Series, 80%+ of those kids are going to say Pete Crow Armstrong. That's just the kind of game he's got. So when I say that I want to see him in the Home Run Derby, I just want to see him on the baseball field as much as possible. I want to see him in the All-Star game But the All-Star game could go nine up, nine down in the first three innings. He may not get a ball in the outfield. He could, you know, get one, two at-bats. As a starter, I'm assuming he would get two at-bats. If nothing happens, the game can go by very quickly. One of the cool things about the Home Run Derby is there is no batting cage. There is no catcher. Oh, there is a catcher. But virtually, it is just you in front of 40-plus thousand fans, and it's a chance to celebrate and recognize you. So, do I really care if PCA hits in the Home Run Derby? Not really. Do I think he should consider it perhaps at another time in his career because of what he's becoming? Absolutely. The part that I just won't agree with is the baseball fan that is so concerned about his swing. Like the guy that is so worried about his swing that he won't be able to get back on track. If PCA hits three home runs in a game, do you want him to dive into the cages afterwards because his swing is broken? Like, he just has natural power. And if you think he's swinging too many times because he hits 40 home runs if he gets hot in the Home Run Derby, he's a world-class athlete who is 23 years old. Get a good night's sleep and wake to a Red Bull, and he'll be just fine. But the concern about these guys that are in the Home Run Derby or how it's going to affect them, I'm telling you, 05 Bobby Abreu, who hit 41, I believe, and set a record, and then hit only six the rest of the way, has gotten so concerned about absolutely nothing. I just want PCA on the field more, and I think it would be really, really cool. I'll tell you a story. Tuesday night, I got a five-year-old son. Shout out to the Charleston River Dogs. My T-ball team is playing right now. Tuesday night, I'm watching the game. It's after 8 o'clock, so he goes to sleep. But he knows. He knows that if he stands at the top of the stairs and says, "Dad, can I watch baseball with you?" there is no chance in hell that I say no. He has no interest in watching baseball before his bedtime, but he knows he can stay up later if he watches baseball with me. And Studs, you know this. This was great Tuesday night because you were running the thing from here. He sat down just as Seiya Suzuki hit that three-run home run. And so he could feel the energy. He could feel my reaction. It changed the scope of the game. Of course, Wrigley Field is packed. And it's those kinds of moments where I think about how you really, really, really grow a fan, keep a fan, and have them going maybe for the rest of their lives on that particular team. A month or so ago, I compared PCA to Ken Griffey Jr. I don't think PCA is going to have Griffey's career, obviously. Griffey hit, 640-plus home runs. He's wearing a gold jacket. Way too much to put on the kid. But what I will compare him to is the excitement and enthusiasm when Ken Griffey Jr. put his hat on backwards, lived the way that he did, showcased the game the way that he did, and had me as a kid in the 90s, couldn't wait to get out to the field. That's who Pete Crow Armstrong is. So when I say, I hope sometime he decides to do it, it's just because he's that damn good and exciting to watch. But the best part about all of this is I don't have to sit here and say to you, he's got to save the game, right? Like, I don't have to say Pete Crow Armstrong needs to do this for the game. You know why? Last year, Major League Baseball attendance reached its highest point in 7 years. 2023, 2024, the first consecutive years of attendance growth since 2011 and 2012. ESPN's Major League Baseball coverage has increased 22% over last year, and this may be the best one. The baseball youth participation nationwide has reached its highest level since 2008, believe it or not. Major League Baseball is in a great place, and it's doing even better because of what Pete Crow Armstrong is doing right now. You want to respond to that? 312-644-6767. Cubs do lose today. I think we're going to be okay. The Cubs lose to the Brewers 8-7 the final. Maybe the worst thing that the Cubs have going on right now is that the Cardinals are playing the White Sox because the White Sox are in a really, really bad stretch. The Cards have taken the first two of this series, but the Cubs still 5.5 games lead over the Brewers, 45-29. So the Cubs 16 games above 500, 5.5 game lead in the division. And as of right now, I know that we don't give out awards at the halfway mark, but if I did, Craig Counsell, I think, has to be your National League Manager of the Year. Let's hear from Jed Hoyer. Great interview with Spiegel and Holmes. Here's what Jed Hoyer had to say about Counsell this year as compared to last year and how he's doing.
Certainly more comfortable. We changed the staff a little bit based on some of his recommendations. So I think the staff is more reflective of what he wants. I think that if you look at the way we're playing this year, in terms of how we're running the bases and how we're playing defense, I think it's more reflective of what he wants. And so, yeah, I think certainly having him here for a full year, getting him a chance to see what we do and then and make some real recommendations that has really been helpful. So, yeah, he's certainly more comfortable. And I think, and as a result, more effective. And I'd say in terms of his biggest strength, I mean, obviously he's incredibly bright and I think he makes great decisions in game and he's really well prepared, but I think his steadiness is really remarkable. It's hard to tell after games we won or lost is based on his reaction. He knows that, this is a 162 game marathon. You have to, be steady. And I think I can't imagine anyone more steady than him from on a day-to-day basis.
That was Jed Hoyer with Spiegel and Holmes a couple days ago. Great interview. I tracked down the entire thing. You can find it on the Odyssey app. You know, we can measure so much in Major League Baseball. We can literally measure just about every second or mile per hour or swing or throw in baseball. The one thing that even the best brains in the game have a tough time absolutely quantifying, and I get it because it's a group think tank with these coaches and these staffs and the scouts and your general manager and president of baseball operations. We have a tough time measuring exactly how good your manager is. But I'll say this. If you take a look at what Craig Counsell has done with less, I know that's why he left the Brewers, but the Cubs have the 12th highest payroll in baseball. They are not the Mets. They are not the Dodgers. They are not the Phillies. I believe that's 1, 2, and 4 in payroll. I see the Cubs as having four blue chip players, if you will. Two of them haven't played in months, and that's Justin Steele and Shoti Imanaga. The other two I have as PCA and Kyle Tucker. Say Suzuki's having a great season, but he doesn't play in the field. He's a DH, so I'm going to stick to four. But I certainly get that Seiya would be debatable. But what Craig Counsell has done so well, for me, you start with the middle and bottom, really, of the players on this team salary-wise. And then if you look at the rookies, Matt Shaw, Cade Horton. Drew Pomeranz was playing in Utah. I mean, he was in AAA. And they took him from the Mariners organization. I don't know if he's allowed a run as of late. But if you look at the Brad Kellers, if you look at how Matthew Boyd has performed, if you look at how Cullen Ray has performed, take a look at the middle of the orders, or the middle of the roster, the bottom of the roster, and the rookies. And seeing what Craig Counsell is doing so well, it's one of the simplest thoughts in all of coaching. But you put players in a place to succeed. You put players in a place to succeed. And I think that Craig Counsell, 1 through 9, the way that he has built this order, to come up with one of the best run differentials, if not the best in Major League Baseball. And then if you look at where he has inserted people to fill spots, especially with the Justin Steele and Shoti Imanaga being out, it's hard to believe Craig Counsell has never won a Manager of the Year. And I know that he left small market Brewers to join a big market. Cubs aren't spending, as you know, the Mets or Dodgers kind of money. I think realistically, if you look at where this roster is performing, Craig Counsell has had a huge, huge, huge get up to speed and be the guy that we hoped he would be from year one to year two. Let's hear another one from Jed Hoyer. Here's what he had to say about the identity of this baseball team.
Yeah, I think the identity of this team, I think, is I think we play really clean baseball and we have really good at bats. And I think that's the most important thing, right? I think we're fourth in the league and lowest walk rate as a pitching staff. I think the ball, we don't have a huge swing and miss staff. We generally throw strikes. The ball's in play. Our guys, we have really good defenders. And I think we run the bases hard. And I think, the at bat quality has been good. So I'm mostly impressed with the consistency of the group in terms of showing up prepared to play night after night. You're going to have your ups and downs, but it's not going to be because of preparation. They're going to come trying to play a clean game that night defensively and trying to have good at bats. I think we've done that remarkably well. And I think that does start with Craig.
You and I could pencil Kyle Tucker in the lineup every day. Just put him in there two slot. Fine.
You use pen on that one.
Put a Sharpie, a big old fat Sharpie, right? Permanent as can be. Virtually every other move than that, you know, when to use an opener with Cade Horton, when not to. When to do it with Ben Brown, when not to. Although they may want to consider that one a little bit more often with Ben Brown's 10-run ERA in the first inning. But the decisions that he has made to put people in a place to succeed, whether it's Brad Keller or Caleb Thielbar or Drew Pomeranz, even Ryan Pressly, to get him back on track and somewhat work his way back up towards the eighth and ninth inning. Daniel Palencia started in the minors when they broke camp this year, and now he's doing a great job when he's given opportunities in the closing role. As much as PCA seems to be in the zone, I feel very same way about Craig Counsell early on, making a great case for NL Manager of the Year, and perhaps will have a chance to win his first through 2025. We will stick with the Cubs. Coming up next, if Jed Hoyer is serious about winning a World Series, what should this trade deadline look like for the Cubs? We'll ask one baseball insider next. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Obviously, we've played really well. Our position playing group has just been outstanding, both offensively and defensively. And I think that gives some clarity. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen over the next month and a half with that group, but I think that, you know, right now the focus would be on adding pitching depth. I think that would be the clear thing. And, you know, maybe there's an upgrade, whether it's on the bench, whether, you know, just some complimentary piece. But I think that this group, I think it is a really good group. And like I said, it's not just on offense, it's on defense as well.
That was Jed Hoyer last week talking about what this team may be into. Hard to believe July 31st is a trade deadline. It feels like a ways away. You wonder if Jed Hoyer will be more aggressive. Perhaps what he has to offer. Maybe a team will want to get in on what the Cubs have to offer with a very good farm system. Let's talk about that now more. As guests, join us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. With us now is MLB Network Radio's Mike Farren. Mike, thanks for joining us tonight. Let's begin here. In your opinion, are the Cubs the best team so far in the National League?
Well, I mean, I think the Cubs record-wise clearly are the best at this moment. I mean, I think, you know, the Mets are going through a little bit of a rough stretch. I think they're very good. I think in the end, we'll look up at the end of the season and the Dodgers will probably still have the best record. So, but I think there's, sure, I don't know that we're going to end up getting a clean, as clean a break as what we may have expected coming into the season. Man, I think we all perceive the Dodgers as being the best. I think their pitching stuff, although they have had a really good week and they've created some distance in that division, the injuries that they've had to the rotation are pretty significant. And I'm curious to see how and if they can continue to overcome it. They seem to be able to do that every year. Their division is tougher. But I think those teams at the top, I would add the Phillies into that mix right now, are probably the ones that are the best in the National League. But I wouldn't just count on the Cubs being number one based on what their record is, because obviously the division has played okay to this point. Both Cincinnati and Milwaukee have been playing fairly well. I just think that overall, like, those teams that are in the East and the Dodgers are probably going to be right there at the top, and the Cubs will be fighting with them for one of those, either the second or the third spot in the playoff mix.
Mike, you mentioned rotation. We know the Shohei Ohtani should be coming back here within the next couple of weeks, but Justin Steele lost for the season. If Jed Hoyer is serious about going after a World Series, what should this trade deadline look like for the Cubs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pitching depth as much as anything. I mean, like, I would love to see them. I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, too. I'd love to see them add somebody that can miss some bats in the rotation.
Yeah.
I think that's something that I'm a little bit concerned about in the postseason. And, like, the best starter that's probably going to be available would be Sandy Alcantara, and he's really good, but he's not a bat misser. And so is there a way you can pry somebody else loose? Like, let's say the Cardinals fade, right? And let's say Sonny Gray is more willing to accept a deal. I think he'd be a guy that would be a terrific fit. You know, if Tampa Bay sometimes likes to buy and sell at the same time. And I know the strikeout rate's down a little bit this year, but he's had a pretty good track record of missing bats in his career. So what if you can get Drew Rasmussen, you know, who's got another year of team control and then an option for 2027? I think that would make some sense. So I don't think it necessarily has to be Sandy Alcantara or a bust. I think there should be a type that they're looking for. And I think it's somebody that misses bats. But I don't think it needs to just be the rotation. I think they can bulk up the bullpen, too. I mean, we are still, I think, conditioned as fans to think about baseball's playoffs the way we did 30 years ago. And really, it's unless you have an ace, and regardless of who the Cubs acquire at the deadline, it's not going to be that bona fide top-of-the-rotation guy, unless it's Alcantara, although he's a little bit more risky in the postseason because he's a pitch-to-contact guy. Like, that those players really aren't all that available, and you can still win without it with starters going twice to the order if you have relievers that can miss bats. And they've done a really nice job with their bullpen on the fly. So I think that's a number of different things. But I also want to point out, as much as I said that they're going to be in the mix for those top spots, I don't think this division is over. I think Cincinnati's got another run in them. I think Milwaukee is still going to be very dangerous. I think a five-game series in August is going to be really fun at Wrigley. So I wouldn't, just because the Cubs have had this great start to the season, assume that they're going to run away with the National League Central.
He's Mike Farron of MLB Network Radio and ESPN. I'm Judson Richards with you on 670 The Score this evening. So, Mike, you know, Chris Sale with the Atlanta Braves a few weeks ago, that was the big name, right? Not only a guy very familiar with Chicago sports fans, but also a guy who has found, you know, a second stretch of his career that's pretty spectacular. You think the Braves would sell if, you know, if Jed Hoyer made a very, very aggressive push, or do you think that the Braves are still somewhat in a window?
No, I don't think that. In fact, Alex Anthopoulos said yesterday that they weren't going to trade Chris Sale. I don't understand where that came from. It didn't make any sense. Even if the Braves were to sell at this deadline, which again, I think is, I would not assume that that's what's going to happen. The problem is that they're interested in competing every year. And so if they are going to move, it's going to be guys that are pending free agents. So I don't think Chris Sale is an option. I don't think they have a starting pitcher that's an option there. Chris Sale is going to be an Atlanta Brave this season and next year. I don't think that there's anything that would drive me to think that that's going to be a move that they would make.
You know, 2027 is somewhat of an interesting looming year for the game of baseball. Do you think general managers will treat this trade deadline any different with that looming CBA concerns in 2027?
Hang on a second. Sorry about that. I'm walking in the streets of Omaha.
No, no, all good.
No, I don't. I think that they're going to treat it like they've got a chance to win. I mean, if they have a chance to win, they're going to get a chance to win. There's too much uncertainty in the future, right? Like, as much as everybody is concerned right now about a work stoppage, the fact is that baseball hasn't missed a regular season game in 30 years. And as much as they're saber-rattling right now from ownership about wanting massive changes to the system, in the end, when they start looking at the revenue losses that come with missing games, I'm not entirely convinced that cooler heads won't prevail. So, no, I don't think that the CBA being up in 2 years is going to impact that. I also don't think that it's going to be quite as big a – I mean, I think it's going to be a big fight. I don't think that the changes that have been proposed are going to be as significant as maybe some of the owners would want, just because it's what happens in a negotiation, and everybody presents their hardest side first. So I'm not – yeah, that's not going to have any impact on this year's trade deadline, in my opinion.
It's hard to believe that Craig Counsell has never won a Manager of the Year award. And perhaps even more hard to believe is that the first year that he's gone – Pat Murphy wins it last year for the Milwaukee Brewers. They did win 90-plus games. I certainly understand why he won the award. Could Craig Counsell perhaps, could this be a year that he wins his first?
Sure, I suppose it is. I mean, if they keep playing well, it's not really an award that you spend a whole lot of time worrying about. It tends to be a Team of the Year award, generally, or either honoring a team that had a great season or one that exceeded expectations. So, you know, it just kind of depends on how things look in September. It's not actually an award that goes to the guy that is the best strategist. I mean, a lot of the times, the best teams are the best managerial jobs are done by the ones who end up coaxing 78 wins out of a roster that isn't very good. So I don't know that I would, you know, think that he would be a favorite for it. I don't know how you even categorize that at this moment. It's still a ways off, but I'm sure that he will have a case if the Cubs win the division.
Yeah, listen, the Cubs are 12th in payroll. I look at them as having four blue chip players, and two of those haven't played a majority of the first half of the season. And with how well this team is playing, I think that although being a strategist can be tough to navigate, if you look at the way that he's used his bullpen and these arms and the way that he's built out the lineup that has been so good 1-9, not great the last couple of weeks, but really one of the best in all of Major League Baseball. I think that Craig Counsell very much has earned the award, and or at least through the first half, and it wouldn't just be about record in itself. If you look deeper, I think Counsell is exactly the guy that Jed Hoyer wanted.
Yeah, I mean, Craig Counsell's one of the best managers of the bullpen in the sport, and he just didn't have the weapons last year to be able to deploy. But when he's got guys that are competent relievers, he's able to put them in the right spots. And I think that's what you've seen over the course of the last couple of months. I mean, it really didn't get off to a good spot start in April either. But again, like, you can make all of those cases and say all of that, and that's true. All of that's true, but it doesn't mean that that's the way that the voters are going to react, because it is just an unpredictable award. It's not something that has any sort of statistical merit to it. It doesn't have that kind of a deep dive into, well, who did the most with whatever they were given or how they adjusted, or like, there's nobody can track every strategy. It's a Team of the Year award. And so we'll find out who gets in at that point. Maybe he is for the first half. I mean, I think Bob Melvin would probably follow suit in the same way, right? Like, Bob Melvin's head team has been the biggest surprise in the National League that the Giants have been in the mix. So maybe he, who has multiple Manager of the Year awards, would be a favorite as well. I just don't think that it's easy or right at this moment to try and figure out exactly who it is.
From MLB Network Radio and ESPN, he is Mike Farron with us on 670 The Score. Mike, final one for you. Let's go into a team's lineup a little bit. Would you like to see Pete Crow Armstrong hitting leadoff? If
no,
you manage the Cubs,
so.
Are you moving him up?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think there's some things in Pete's game that are better suited to being in that 5-6 hole, if possible. You know, listen, you generally want a leadoff guy who can get on base, and that's not really his strength. He's a super aggressive hitter. It does make me a little bit curious as to how he continues to adjust to big league pitching, because, you know, it's like he's going to swing at a lot of pitches outside the strike zone. And at some point, the league adjusts. And how quickly is he able to adjust back? How is he able to force them into the strike zone? I think that's one of the questions I have for him in the second half. So I get that he has some of those really desirable skill sets because he is so fast. But man, you need to create traffic at the top of the lineup. That's, you can't think about it from a standpoint of, hey, we got to get the guy who can run the best at the top, and then the guy who hits behind him hits second and all of that. Put your best players in the top five spots in the order and let them go. And he's one of their five best hitters right now. But I don't think that for creating the best run scoring opportunities, that putting him at the top makes the most sense. I would rather have there be traffic ahead of him where he can do damage as opposed to him being the one counted on to create traffic.
Mike, it's going to be a great All-Star break. Going to be a great second half. Thanks for the time talking this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure, Judson. Take care.
All right, good stuff there from Mike Farron. I would think that people around baseball, people in baseball, would agree with Mike just had to say there about where PCA should hit in the lineup. You want to react to that? 312-644-6767. You can text us. You can call us. It was hard watching PCA in the on-deck circle with the way that the game ended today. I will say this, though. I used to have a coach that would say, all you can do is try to give yourself a chance to win in the end. And so the fact that the Cubs had Kyle Tucker up in that situation, had Seiya Suzuki up, who was performing as an all-star caliber player, and gave him a chance to win, it ultimately ended up heading into a double play, and the Cubs lose 8-7 today. That's putting yourself in a pretty good situation to succeed. It just was hard to watch the guy that we've enjoyed the most, and what, the first Cub to 2020, as quick as he's done it with 20 stolen bases and 20 home runs. It was hard to watch PCA in the on-deck circle in such a big moment when we talk as much as we do about where he's hitting in the lineup. He was hitting cleanup today. What about this? What about Kyle Tucker leadoff, Seiya Suzuki 2, PCA 3? That way you go left, right, left, and then you give PCA, even if it's just 15 to 20 bats throughout the season, another opportunity to hit. Because Kyle Tucker, you know what Kyle Tucker's on base percentage is? It's 391. He's hitting 279, 391 on base percentage, a 507 slug. He's got an 898 ops. Best on the Cubs for everyday players. PCA is 867 ops. The Dodgers hit Shohei Ohtani leadoff. It's not because he runs really, really fast. It can slap the ball the other way. Kyle Tucker 1, Seiya Suzuki 2. PCA 3. Even if you wanted to put Ian Happ 2 so you had a chance for him to be a switch hitter, it would be a chance to get PCA a few more at-bats. But I'll say this. If I'm going to celebrate Craig Counsell's ability to put people in a place to succeed and have this team, I think, maybe not performing well above their means, but if you recognize their top two arms have virtually been gone the entire season, then I think you got to recognize that this is a pretty smart organization hitting PCA where he is for a reason, and they have set him up for great success. 312-644-6767. All right, coming up next, did Wrigley Field security drop the ball today? Did you guys see this? Should this fan have been ejected? We'll tell you what he did next. You're listening to The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You're listening to Score Evenings, weeknights 6 to 9.
Well, there was chaos at Wrigley today. Sort of, not really. Judson Richards back here with you all the way till 9 o'clock. Coming up in just about 12 minutes. Excited about this. Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and the Marquee Sports Network. We will talk some Bears. She said something about the relationship between Jared Goff and Ben Johnson early on there in Detroit that I'd like her to elaborate on. We'll see if I heard her right. Because, you know, it's been interesting to watch Ben Johnson's intensity. And coaches can get away with a lot early on, but I'm still curious to see ultimately how this intensity of Ben Johnson goes over for the 2025 Bears. Carmen Vitale will join us coming up in just about 10 minutes. So at Wrigley Field today, Cubs lose 8-7. There was a fan in the front row who saw an opportunity and he took it. A Milwaukee Brewer in the middle, in the top of an inning, swung the bat, slipped out of his hands. Happens. But the bat knifes its way into the meshing of the backstop. Well, why don't we let Pat Hughes and Ron Cooper describe it on the score.
Flexen to Frelick. Swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying over the head of Churio in the on-deck circle. Churio just minding his business. The bat gets stuck in the netting, and the fan pulls it through, and the fan thinks he has a souvenir, and I think he is. Or is he being told to give the bat back? I just read the fan's lips. He said, make me an offer. Huh? And the fan now is being ushered away.
Not very popularly, I might add.
The bat stuck in the netting, and the fan pulled it through to the fan's side. And then one of the security guys came down and said, sir, you have to come with me. Fan's still kind of buzzing.
He climbed the netting. I was like, he was Spider-Man. He just shot right up that netting to get the bat.
It hit him in the glove. And now the fan is being brought back to his seat, I believe, to a standing ovation.
Yeah. He never walked into his office to an ovation like that, I can promise you that. They had to take him down to the concourse to say, don't do that. Can't climb the netting. Don't do that. And go ahead and enjoy the rest of your game and your dog and your beer. You're okay.
The fan is being congratulated by all of the other fans in that area of the seats.
Nothing like Wrigley.
That fan now has hired an agent.
Yeah. By the time you could, like, pay attention to what was happening, he was already halfway up the netting getting the bat. He didn't waste any time.
He started to pull the bat through the netting, and it got stuck where the fat part of the barrel was trying to be pulled through. And that's when he really got aggressive. And he was determined. He was not going to leave until he got that bat on this side of the wall.
Yeah. He won that battle.
Of the netting.
He lost the bat, but he won the battle. I would assume he will get something else. He didn't get a trip to Cook County, so that's a positive.
It is.
All right, well done by the guys right here on the Score, Pat and Ron. Given tremendous play-by-play of, this was a great game, but you heard the reaction. I saw Bruce Levine tweeted out 41,000, whatever the change was, 41,000 plus. That was the most attendance in a game in 2025. Sun's out, the fans are out. Thursday night, when I was there last week, it was 41,000 plus. So, they are regularly pushing 41,000.
41,078.
41,078. And I think 38,000 reacted to this fan getting removed from the game, but then returning to his seat to an ovation. Now, it didn't sound like he had the bat with him. So, now, I will tell you, players, if a player is going really good with a bat, They will tell you, get my bat back. And I think he may have been faced with, give us the bat and we'll let you stay, or you've got to go. Now, if someone tries that again, because as Ron did say, it wasn't just a fan in the front row reaching up and pulling the bat through. There was actual climbing like a child at a neighborhood park, making his way to a playground. He climbed, and he didn't get up real high. But there was an aggressive attempt to climb, and I will tell you, if someone does that the next time, that's going to be gone for good. And the question is, should he have been ejected for good? I say yes. I don't think you can allow that. Studs?
I disagree.
I think he's going to go.
Let him stay.
Let me paint this picture for you. All right? You got any cousins? You got any little cousins, nieces, or nephews?
Actually,
around?
On my dad's side, I'm the youngest cousin.
You but are
I
the
do.
Youngest.
I do have two nephews and a niece. I do have two nephews and a niece.
You're there with an uncle. All right, little Studs is in the second row, and this Yahoo is climbing like he's heading for Everest, and he happens to slip. He happens to fall. Maybe even worse, he pulls the bat through, then falls, loses the bat, and little Studs gets hit in the face. I think we're lucky everyone survived this.
Everyone survived.
I think we're lucky. I think we're lucky.
Hey, you make a good point. I think it's fine though.
I think we're lucky. There was no bloodshed. I just.
No,
I think
no foul.
I think we're lucky. We have such a skilled climber with a tucked. This guy looks like he's in his early 50s. Like he just checked out early from the trades, doing the trading on the market. Actually, markets were closed today, but. Yeah, I think he's lucky he got to return. I don't have a... Okay, text line says yes, kicked out. All right, I'm with this 224 here. I don't have time for this. You know, could people falling on top of each other? No, it's not a big deal. I will promise you, though, if it happens the next time there's a game at Wrigley Field, which it was a bit of an oddity to see the bat get stuck in the netting like that, but it's not going to happen again.
I will say, I don't think I've ever seen someone... I've seen a bat get stuck in the netting. I'm pretty sure I have. But I've never seen someone climb the netting to retrieve anything in a game.
That was a dog to a bone who hadn't eaten in a month. That man... I mean, the bat was barely standing still before he was scaling that thing.
Zero hesitation.
He almost got up there fast enough before anyone could see what was happening. Love the call from Pat Ron there. That was great on 6-7 The Score. Cubs fall today, 8-7, but we've been talking a lot about PCA. I'm saying I want to see him in the All-Star game. You want to react to that? 312-644-6767. We will go to the Bears next. Will Caleb Williams see more design runs in Ben Johnson's offense? We'll ask Fox Sports' Carmen Vitale coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.